Oh, what a day. Friday morning. Go in the car, driving to Kinsale. Rambling to Kinsale. Right, the first thing is, you gotta be careful, Paul. You don't bash into your wife's car. If you bash into your wife's car, the car won't only be damaged. Your marriage will dissolve. Right, start again. Start again.
Right.
Now, a night at the opera beside me on the seat. A bag from a company called Mamuco. Where's that car? There it is. Okay. See, I made a last minute decision last night, which I think is justified to not put myself under stress. And to go down to Kinsale at a different time than I was used to. Here. Oh, there's nothing like a bit of music. I think I'll play some of that later on. Right. Down the hill, out of the estate. Well, actually, you got to leave the estate before you go down the hill. And it's beautiful sunshine. It really is. It's 8:22. And I had a complicated dream, which, of course, I can't remember. But I do remember that it was complicated last night. And I woke up in the middle of the night. Not, I think, because of the dream, but I woke up in the middle of the night with a dry mouth, having to do, well, the usual, number one. I don't wake up in the middle of the night every night, but I did last night. Anyway, it's a gorgeous day. Kinsale is where, in the beginning of the 17th century, in 1603, I think it was, not 1601, I think 1603. Although, wasn't that the date that Queen Elizabeth died? Queen of England died. Anyway, that's where the Battle of Kinsale was held. That's where the whole of Celtic civilization lost its rulers in one experience. And the Battle of Kinsale was followed by the flight of the Earls, where all the leaders of Celtic Ireland, all the clan leaders of Celtic Ireland, got in their boats and sailed to France and Spain and Portugal, and left the people of clan Ireland behind, leaderless. Yeah, it was the most abrupt ending of a social order, because that was the end of the clan system in Ireland. I mean, I'm talking about politically now and legally. But anyway, from then on, I'll bastardise history. It was all English administration. Anyway, the blooming trees are lovely. Yeah, it says English administration, but I'm sure there were some Welsh and Scots involved in it too. So they shouldn't be totally left off the hook. You know, everybody likes to blame the English, as if it was the English Empire. But as we all know, the Scots were the best administrators, bankers, probably best brains behind the empire. Oh, there's Vienna Woods. Well, I always associate that song, not that I can even sing a full bar, with Richard Tauber and Vienna. And Vienna Woods. Got those trees on the right hand side are still all green, and they're hanging over the road. And why am I going to Kinsale? I suppose that's also on my mind. Should I really be going to Kinsale even? Well, I'm going to Kinsale because of the bag I have on the left-hand side of the seat beside me. It's made from sailcloth. I nearly said resuscitated sailcloth. These two Hungarian guys, I love them to bits, really. They just don't have... they don't have as much money as they need to expand their business, and I spend too much time talking to people who haven't got enough money to expand their business. Why can't I talk to people who have too much money to expand their business and they're wondering where the hell they should invest next? Why can't I talk to Google, which has a
huge coffer or apple
which has, you know, more money than they know what to do with. Or some Irish equivalent. I mean, there've got to be Irish companies that have huge reserves and are
sitting on top of them saying to themselves, well, look, we earn more interest in the bank or our money is safer than deciding to invest it in China at this point in time. Let's wait till all the others have learned how to do business in China. And after they've all learned how to do business in China, then we'll invest.
Yeah, we'd be taking too many risks for our shareholders if we actually invested our reserves now. Oh, God, what a diatribe. Anyway, there's something in there that is relevant. And I hadn't really thought all that much about that. I mean, you earn no money from the bank, therefore it can't be by investing your money. You could earn money if you invested in a business, but then again, you might lose it. You're unlikely to lose it if you invested, you know, long-term. Well, not long-term, I'm sure businesses... Ah, enough about that kind of thing. I have this lovely bag,
which has got lovely stitching on it, and it's made of sailcloth, which is entirely waterproof. Came off a boat called the Astrid, I think. Oh, that's got something famous about it. Anyway, the point is this is handmade, hand-constructed by these two Hungarian guys who got a wonderful, wonderful story about how their father set up from a cobbler, beginning as a cobbler, set up a shoe factory in Hungary and exported into the Soviet Union during the Cold War. Anyway, I fell in love with these bag men. I love bags. I think I'd work for any company
that makes bags without the slightest hesitation. Probably even if they were insolvent. But anyway, the bag I've taken... say all around the world. I've taken it to Malaysia and I've taken it to United States. I've taken it to the UK and I've taken it to Kerry. So I've been in a lot of countries. Anyway, I'm going down there because they are doing, well, it isn't an ordinary photo shoot. They're actually going to make a kind of a television commercial for television, but isn't exactly that. I mean, it's not going to go out on Irish TV saying, you know, buy our latest bags. But it's going to be shot with the same production values as a TV commercial. And it's going to be shot in the shoestring. They're going to shoot scenes. The scenes are going to be shot on the shoestring. Yeah, anyway, it should be in Serbia. Seeing, anyway, all that bloody alliteration. So anyway, the key thing about this bag is I love it. Other people have liked it. It's waterproof. It's got everything, my bits and bobs in there. And today is the day before October. It's actually the last day in September. And October, thanks to SM2N, that wonderful man who's about the, well, the way I'm feeling today, he's about the easiest person in the whole world to work with, and I would highly recommend him to anybody, but I won't do that because there'll be too much demand on his time if anybody else wants him to work with him. But I think he's been great. I'll probably embarrass him by saying this in public, but he and I collaborated brilliantly, and we never talked to each other on the phone. I love that we didn't even have to talk on the phone. Meaning that it's bloody difficult to get a time when you can each be on the phone and there's pressures on each of you at the same time. And imagine trying to have a telephone conversation these days about work, a sustained one. When, you know, your wife is trying to phone you, when you're late with this, that and the other, when somebody comes in and interrupts you and when you need to drink that cup of coffee. I mean, it just is too... telephone conversations are passé. Except for saying, you know, I love you down the phone and, you know, how's mum? But anyway, I'm just a bag man myself. Some wonderful man offered me a bag during the week and I nearly bit his hand off. And a man said he had 50 bags at least. So he's a bag collector. But he has too many bags. So he said he'd give me one.
because I said, well, if you're going to give any away, please, please. So I haven't seen his collection. But I have never been on a high class, high production values. I'm going to turn off that windscreen. A wiper. High production values day, and I really, they're extras. I mean, there are people who are going to be acting in this, and I heard something about a bicycle. I don't know what that means, but anyway, somebody made a wonderful film many years ago of somebody on a bicycle who rode the bicycle over a cliff in Kinsale, and they were a bed and breakfast in Cork that was making a sort of, well, a kind of a social media attractor video. So I've got as far now as the Glanmire roundabout, you know, and I'm not really gone anywhere yet. And I'm not worried. I am not worried. Paul, you're not worried. Late last night, you took all the pressure off yourself. You did. And you were very sensible. And you're not used to doing that. Yesterday, at one stage, I was not doing anything. I had cleared, you know, I'd uncleared my diary so that I could do a better job on domestic stuff, because I got brother, sister-in-law coming this weekend. And, thank you. This is real brained up. And what happened next? Then my really great friend, Jonathan Arm, who has a unique way of being persuasive, told me what was going on today. Told me how, well, kind of as if everybody else was given their time for gratis. He didn't actually say to you, because everyone else is given their time for free. Well, they're not given their time for free. They must be getting paid something. Goodwill or publicity. Anyway, I decided. Jeez, that wasn't a police officer, was it? If it was, I'd be in trouble. All's well, I got into the traffic queue. Superb, brilliant, stupendous. And I don't see a yellow flashing light or a blue flashing light behind me, so I'm okay. Well, actually, I wasn't holding the phone, so since I wasn't holding the phone, they can't do me for just talking into it. Yeah, that's good. Anyway, where was I? Yesterday late in the evening, the start time for the shoot was brought forward. In fact, a day ago, the shoot was brought forward from next week to this week. The start time for the shoot was brought forward because of the weather late last night. And at one stage, I was even thinking, oh shit, Sherlock, I got to be there at 7 o'clock now. And I was, you know, madly keen. Oh yeah, I'll be the reporter who captures the day. For history. Oh, I get so bloody grandiose sometimes. And anyway, I decided before I went to bed last night, sod that for a lark. So I told Jonathan in a text message that no, I wasn't going to accept any payment for the day. I'd go down, do what I could do. When Mamuku can afford to pay me a full commission for retainer, etc., I'll accept money. And I'll just go down and do a bit. And I said, I'm taking all the stress off myself, and I went to sleep. Yeah. So I'm now reaching the big roundabout in Cork, the one that has got all the trouble, the one where nobody goes anywhere a lot of the time, and whose name I can't remember now. And it's the roundabout just before the tunnel. And it's a very big one, and it's often spoken of in the news as once again there's going to be a... Oh, 14 minutes, I have to stop. There's going to be, you know, more hold-ups today. I found that there was a time when I could upload 20 minutes without any difficulty. I think that something's happened to make the amount of data I consume on the iPhone when I'm trying to record something. The amount of data that you use in, you know, 15 minutes has gone up to be the equivalent of what you used to consume in 20 minutes. Okay, rambling over. Pity, I could have rambled the whole way to Kinsale. And I didn't say what a beautiful place it was and how it's got lovely restaurants and how it's within about 45 minutes drive from my home. Anyway, have a not only a great day, not only a great weekend, have a great life. Bye.